You got to church in your car. Your mm-hmm. dad had an old Ford.
Yes. Must have been a 1924. I really don't remember. But it used to be belong to my uncle, my father's brother. But he passed away, he willed the car to my dad. So my brother, my oldest brother, learned how to drive, and he was the one that drove the car. And so that's how we used to go to church.
And your whole family would go?
Yes.
11 people in one Ford?
Yes, we were all crowded there. I don't know how we used to make it, but we did.
Did you enjoy going to church?
Yeah, because, you know, to us it was just like going on an outing or doing something different, you know. So we just come to church every Sunday, and then... Let's just say I didn't go to school, but when I went to Norwalk, but we moved to Stanton. I didn't go to school anymore. But after a while, somebody turned me in. I don't know who it was. My mom said it was her neighbor. They went to school principal, or I don't know where they went. So then this man came to talk to my dad. He wanted to know why I wasn't going to school. Because, you know, and my dad says, because there's no way for her to go to school. I'm not going to let her walk, you know, by herself. And he says, her brother goes. How can she go with the...
Did your brother walk?
Yes, my brother walked. So, you know, I'm mistaken. My brother went to Stanton to school. That's right. My brother went to Stanton to school. But after they forced me to go to school, he says, well, she's going to have to go to school, whether you like it or not. And if you don't let her go, we're going to put you in jail. and you'll go to jail, and she still has to go to school. So then my dad says, well, all right. But then he says, well, you're not going to go to Stanton. You're going to go to Los Alamitos. So I came to Laurel School. I came
Laura?
Laurel.
L-A-U-R-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
Laurel School.
Yes, it's right here. Right in front of
the... That was a public grammar school?
Oh, yes.
You'd just been through, what, the third grade or the...
I had been, about the third grade.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of knew about reading and writing.
Yeah, and I used to like to read. I think that's what kind of helped me, because my brother would bring his books home from school, and I would read them. He would help me, you know. So I was pretty fair in reading,
mm-hmm.
But I had trouble with an arithmetic and all the things. I used to love history. I used mm-hmm. to love to read all those books.
So then you started back to school when you were about how old?
I was about 14 when I started back.
Was it hard to...
Yes, it was. It was very hard because I didn't know what grade I should, mm-hmm. What grade I should attend, because I didn't want to go to the fourth grade being 14 years old. So I talked to the teacher, and they helped me. So mm-hmm. they said, well, we'll see what you can do in the fifth grade. Well, I kept up with them.
Good.
I kept up with all the other students. And at times it was kind of hard, but I
kept... So you walked to school every day?
Yes.
How long was it?
Well, that's a good... must be about... good 2-3 miles.
Each way?
Each way.
And mm-hmm. you walked alone?
No, with my brother. Then my father made my brother quit Stanton,
mm-hmm.
Stanton school, so that he could walk with me. So we would walk every morning. Every day we would walk to school, both of us.
And what was the highest grade that you completed?
Seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Still at that Laurel school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did you go on to junior high school?
No, because my brother graduated from grammar school. Then he went to high school. So then my dad would let me walk by myself to school.
Mm-hmm.
I was already 15. Because I skipped. I went to fifth, and I skipped sixth. I skipped sixth and put me in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I only went 2 years here, that's all. So really I only had, about 5 years schooling in all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Not very much. So
Do you wish you'd had more?
Yes, I sure do. Because you do, I found it very hard when I had to get out and look for a job. You know, mm-hmm. that's hard when you have no schooling, no education. That makes it real hard.
Yeah.
So,
you wish you'd had more education so that you mm-hmm. could get better jobs or different kinds of jobs?
Yes. In fact, now that's what's holding me back from getting a job, you know, not having had an education
mm-hmm.
to try it out. The lady was trying to help me. She says, wow, you can't do this and you can't do that because you have no education, no high school diploma or this or that.
You've been working in a hospital?
Yes.
As a practical, as a nurse's aide?
Yes, a nurse's aide.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of going back to high school and finishing, you know, grown-ups go to mm-hmm. high school?
Yes, I do. No, well, no, as you get old, at least with me, as I get older, things don't stay with me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I was studying, when I took this nurse's aide course, I would have my lesson to do, and I would read the book, and I knew what I was reading. But as soon as I got through, and I had to make a test, you know, write out a test, it was so hard to remember. It was so hard to remember. So I used to tell Freddie, I said, it's so hard. I read and I know what I'm reading. But yet, when they give me the test, it's a blank.
Yeah.
It's
your mind hasn't been trained to retain.
Yeah,
information.
That's what he would laugh. He says, "Gee, Mom, then why read it all?"
Yeah.
He says, "Why read it all? Then if you can't remember after, mm-hmm. you're just wasting your time." But it's, and I guess it's an account of not, you know, I don't know why people, you know, a long time ago they never believe in giving their children education. Most Mexican families that I know, very few would let their children have an education.
Why do you suppose that was?
Well, because they figured as soon as they were old enough to work, they had to get out there and help the family.
Uh-huh. I see. Yeah. Yeah, well, like your father figured mm-hmm. that you'd go to work as soon as you were old enough, and his sons did that.
Yeah.
And helped out.
Uh-huh. In fact, yeah. My youngest brother, he was just a year younger than me. He was a brilliant boy in high school. He went to high school. He didn't finish high school, but he was very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad didn't let him finish high school because he had to help. He had to go to work.
On $3 a day with a family of 11, your dad
yes.
needed every penny.
Yes, he needed every penny, so...
Were you ever hungry as a little girl?
No, I can't say that I was.
You got, did you have a little garden, a little vegetable garden in back of this
no.
house that you had? What kinds of foods would you eat
no,
when you were growing up?
No, when we were small, we didn't have, cars. Meat was, you know, it was something, a really specialty to have meat. We would have chicken once in a while, and what we were raised most was beans, rice, all this pastries and milk. That was something that my mom always insisted we had.
Did you have your own cow?
No, but I don't know how they managed. We would always have...
Morata might have given his families free milk, I suppose.
No, because they didn't have any cows or anything. You know, they and he what? Wasn't the type that would give anybody anything.
So your mother and dad had to buy the milk from somewhere.
Yes, they had to. And when we moved here to Stanton, we used to walk to the dairy, which was about half a mile away from the ranch. It was a dairy. So every evening we would walk over there to buy some milk.
Mm.
We would bring it up in a gallon can. So every evening we would walk over there to get the milk. They were just milking the cows then at the time when we arrived there, and they would.
Now, I want to ask you, Angie, how old were you when you began to be interested in boys?
Well, it's about 15.
Mm-hmm. Would you meet them in school? Or was this the time when you'd stopped going to school? Is that right?
Well, I went to school, until I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I was 15.
How did you and Joe meet?
We met at church. That's where we met.
Because, of course, the Cisneros, the family from the Alamitas, would go to that same church.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They used to go to the same church, Petra and their mother and all their children, you know. And my mom and dad got to be friendly with another lady that lived here, which is Petra's mother-in-law. Well, she's dead now. It's Petra's mother-in-law.
And Joe's sisters? Is Petra Joe's sister?
Yes.
Right.
That's the oldest.
Petra's
the oldest.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they got to know him, and my mom would come to help whenever she could at church, whenever something was going on. And that's how...
How do you mean she'd help?
Well, whenever they had a fiesta or...
Oh, at the church?
At the church.
Would they have fiestas often?
Yes, they used to have them once in a while. They would have fiestas, and when something was going on in church, my mom would help with the flower arrangement, and she was good at that, arranging flowers.
Would she get there early on Sunday morning, or go the night before on Saturday?
The night before, and they would. A lot of ladies would get together and fix up the church for something special, like for Christmas, or like for Our Lady Guadalupe, which is the patron saint in Mexico. Or
Guadalupe?
Uh-huh.
Lady
of Guadalupe.
Lady of Guadalupe is the patron saint of Mexico. And every year she'd have a holiday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's December the 12th. They always, even now, they celebrate it here. We always, a few years back, we would bring mariachi. They have mariachi band and mariachi mass. And have
a mariachi mass?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
A mariachi, they would bring the mariachi. You know how the mariachi
is?
Yeah, I think
it's the musicians. It's the mariachi musician or the instrument?
No, it's the musicians. They call this group of mariachi.
Uh-huh.
And they
play the xylophone and guitars. And
they can play guitars and trumpets and whatever.
Accordion?
No, I don't think they have an accordion.
It's guitar, trumpet, and whatever.
So it's mostly guitars and trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
They would have mass, and they would play during the mass. And after the mass, they would, they would play. Then they would sell food. They would sell food after mass, and have sort of like a, like fiesta
party,
party and
dancing,
dancing and all of that.
What kind of dancing?
Well, regular,
social dancing, or Mexican,
social dancing,
folk dancing.
No, social dancing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They would have social dancing, and that's how I got to meet Joe and his mother and sister and all the.
So your dad, how did he feel about your getting to know these families in a church setting?
Well, he liked them because they were very religious, and so was my mom and dad.
Yeah.
So they liked the family.
So by religious, do you mean you would say prayers at home also?
Yes. We would always say prayers at home at evening. Every evening we would say our prayers at home.
After supper?
Mm-hmm. After supper, before bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Would you say them together or?
Yeah, we would say them together.
Uh-huh.
And whenever we didn't say them together, we knew that we had to say our evening prayers. So before going to bed, each of us would say our evening prayers. Not long ones like my mother would say.
Your mother and dad would do the long versions.
Yeah, the long versions, and especially the young ones. They didn't like to kneel that long. So.
Oh, you knelt. Would you kneel all together in the same room?
Yes, we would kneel all together in the same room and say the rosary.
This would be just before bedtime or right after dinner?
Just before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
We would say the rosary and. And he, it would take us about 15, 20 minutes each evening.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And so we were used to doing that every night, that we didn't think nothing of it anymore. Once in a while, if we had company or something else that we couldn't do it, then we each would have to say our own prayers before going to bed.
So your father liked the Cisneros.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when was the first time you saw Joe?
Well, we used to see him in church, you know, mm-hmm. first, you know, and...
When you were both mm-hmm. young.
Yes.
A little girl.
Maybe. Yes, because I was just a year younger than him, you know, so...
How old were you when you first met him?
I was going in 16. I wasn't quite 16 yet. Mm-hmm. I was going in 16. And my mom and dad were very strict with me, you know. In fact, all Mexican parents. Well, they're not as strict now as what they used to be. They were very strict. The boy couldn't come to the house or anything, you know. He would never come to the house. And so when we were married, we came to...
What led up to you and Jill getting married?
He just decided he wanted to get married.
Well, how would you see each other?
Well, he would see at church when we had fiestas or anything. And he would write to me.
He would write letters.
He would write me letters, and so my brother would bring the letters, you know, home from the post office, and they never knew who was writing to me.
But did they let mm-hmm. you keep the letters?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you saw Joe every Sunday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then how... My mother said something once about a misunderstanding that your dad locked you out of the house because Joe took you out and you couldn't... The car broke down.
Oh, that's when we got married. I mean, he wanted to... You know, he wanted us to get married, and I wasn't really ready to get married, and I thought, well, I would have to. In fact, I was afraid. Really, I was afraid of my folks. So
afraid of that they would disapprove.
Yes, that they would disapprove because of my age, you know. And since I was the oldest, I was helping my mom. You know, I would help my mom with all the housework. I used to do all the housework. I mean, help her with it anyway. But being the oldest, I used to do all the ironing mm-hmm. at the time, and we didn't have no electricity. So I would have to use this iron that would place on the stove and get it hot in the wood stove. And that would take an old day.
You were the only girl.
I was the oldest. All the rest were small.
Mm-hmm.
But my other sister, she was about eight or ten. She was too small. She would help. We all had her help, but I was the oldest, so I was the one to help my mom as well.
She really needed it.
Yes, we would get up in the morning, right, and forget what time in the morning, and we had to make lunch for my father and my two brothers
to take out
to take out with them to the field. So we had to help. And while I was going to school, when we left for school, we would have to have all the beds made, have to have the dishes washed, and so before I could leave for school, so my mom could do the rest of the cooking and take care of the children, I would have to help as much as I could before going to school. So when we got married, we eloped.
Well, what about this story that my mother told me? That she told me this several years ago. She said that Joe and you went out to a movie one night, and the car broke down, and you had to walk home, and your father was so angry because he thought you and Joe had done something bad, and he wouldn't let you in the house.
Well, no, we went out, but without my dad's permission.
You snuck out.
Yes.
And did Joe come and pick you up?
Yeah,
at the house?
He had a car. He had a car, and we went out. And so when I came back,
did the car break down? And it was late.
Well, it was late. It was very. It was. I don't know how late it was, but they would go to bed real early, and so the house was locked. And I was afraid to knock.
It was after how late was it?
It must have been around 11 or something mm-hmm. like that.
What did you and Joe do that evening?
Well, we went to a movie, and so I was afraid. I knew that I was going to get her when I got home. But I didn't know that it was going to be the door. They were going to, lock the door. And
was that customary that they locked the door at night?
Yes, they always lock it at night. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I didn't think they would, but they did. And so.
But they knew you were gone.
No, they did not at the time. They did not until later my dad discovered. And then he was very upset, and that's when he locked the door. And so I was afraid. I was afraid to knock and to find out. So then just was always.
You were afraid that your dad would beat you?
Yes, I was afraid, doing something like that. So Joseph, no, he says, let's go anyway. We can get married. He says, I'll take you over to my mom. So I had no choice. So we went over to his mother. And then he says, wait a while, I'm going to go in first and break the news to her. And so then, she was upset because she says, my dad was, he said, they're such nice people, why did you have to do something like that? And so they said, well, she can't stay here. It wouldn't be right. So then his sister, Petra, was there. She was already married, but she was there that evening. She had stayed overnight. So then she got up, and then she took me down to his godmother's, to Joe's godmother's place.
On the Alamitas?
No, it was way down on Artesia. They live in Artesia. She took me down there. And then she says, they were going to leave me there until they would make an arrangement. And we had a hard time trying to get married because we were so young. Mm-hmm.
You were just 15, and
yes.
Dad was 16.
Well, I was 16. I was 16 and he was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so young that they didn't want to give us the marriage license. And then they said, they didn't see why, since there hadn't been anything between us, why couldn't I just go back home? Since she says, there's nothing. And then they told my dad that we went to court, I guess it was. And my dad was there. And so the man told him, he says, we can take your daughter and have her examined. And my dad says, no. He says, we didn't want him to do that. Because he says, I take his word and I take hers. There's nothing, has gone between them.
Your father believed that nothing had happened.
Yes. And my dad says, no. He says, if they're going to get married, they're going to get married. Joe had to pay $40 to a lawyer to get us a marriage license. At that time, it was quite a bit of money. It was quite a bit of money at the time.
So your dad said it was okay for you to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the feeling that he was... How did you feel about it? Did you want to get married?
Well, I did. I did want to get married, but I had no intentions of doing it like that.
Mm-hmm.
We had no plans of getting married like that, eloping like that, and my dad was very hurt, and so was my mom. And
well, how did they behave towards you when they came to get you in Artesia?
My mom and dad never did. It was Petra and it was Joe's sister that took me down to over there, and then they. Afterwards, I stayed there for just one day, one night and one day.
Weren't your parents worried?
Well, they went and they knew her. Afterwards, they went to talk to them,
mm-hmm.
When they said that they were going to get married. And afterwards, one of Joe's uncles, I went to stay with him. I stayed with him until we were married because it took us about a month before we were married. So I stayed with his family.
Why?
Because we couldn't get a marriage license.
But why didn't you go home to stay?
Because my dad didn't want me to go home. He said, you left this house.
Mm.
Well, you're not coming back to this house. You left it, you're going to be married. Well, go ahead. He wanted me to get married. And,
how did you feel about that?
Well, I really didn't, I really don't know. So
I imagine you must have felt pretty hurt.
Oh, yes, but...
like being kicked out.
But at the same time, it was kind of a relief because that I didn't have to go back because I was afraid of what I was afraid because my dad was he had a kind of hard temper. He was real good with us and all that, but once he got mad, he never washed out.
he was cruel.
He could really punish you if he thought you really deserve it, if you really need it. So
he could beat you?
Yes, he did. So that's what I was afraid of. He very seldom ever hit me. Not after I had, when I was a child, I only remember a few times. But then I was his favorite, being the only girl for a long time. Mm-hmm. So he was lenient with me, but still. I guess it was just more the idea of, not of what he did, but still, what I thought he was going to do.
Right. Would he ever hit your mother?
No. That was one thing that my dad would never mistreated my mom. In fact, a lot of people don't believe it, but my mom and dad never argued in front of the children. They never did. And some people say, oh, that's not true. All marriage, you know. I said, I know, everybody does. I said, no. I'm not saying that they never argued or anything, but I said, they never did in front of them. In fact, I never did see my mom and my dad argue.
Would you ever see them be loving in front of the children? Have them, like, kiss her?
No.
Her?
My dad was real gentle with her. Mm-hmm. And she tried to please him in every way she could. But I never did.
Did your dad drink at all?
He did. But he only had his, when he was upset or when he was angry or something had, when something happened that to disturb him or upset him, he would drink.
What would he drink?
He would drink beer. Mm-hmm. He never drank any hard liquor, just beer.
Did he make his own beer?
Yes. He used to make it, you know. And he would drink the beer when he came home from work. That was about it. But I mean, whenever, to get to where he would really get intoxicated, then that meant that something was bothering him, you know.
Was he meaner when he was drunk?
No.
Was sober?
No. Mm-hmm. No, he would just go to sleep and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, In fact, he wasn't even supposed to drink. But he would, every time that he drank, he would get sick.
Mm.
He would get sick, and they would need a doctor to come and give medication in order to. So he wasn't supposed to drink. So he only drank when something really upset him. In fact, when I eloped, he took to drinking, which made matters worse. He was sick there for a while.
That whole month you were not living at home when you get married.
Yeah.
You were living during that month with Joe's godmother in our kitchen.
I only stayed there overnight, and then I went with his uncle or cousin. They were related.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed with them.
How far is Stanton from the Alamedas?
Oh, that's about 4 or 5 miles. I think it's about 4 or 5 miles.
So then the car didn't break down on that first date. You just got home a little late.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went riding around. And see, it was fun because I never rode around before. we really never have a car to, you know, the one we had, we just used it for, you know, just to go to church for buying our groceries. I think
that's go on family outing.
No, well, we did once in a while, but not very much. So, but I mean, just to go out and ride around. Yeah. I never did. So, no, we thought, wow, that was really fun, just driving.
So then you stayed with Joe's uncle, and then you were married. Mm-hmm. What was that wedding like? Where did it take place?
We were married St. Matthew's in Long Beach.
Not at the Isabel.
No, we were married to him.
Why St. Matthew's?
I really don't know. We were just married there. That's when we were married.
When was your marriage date?
June the 9th.
1934. Mm-hmm. And what did you wear? A wedding dress? Was the family there?
Or? Yes, I wore a wedding dress, and my family wasn't there. None of my family came to the wedding.
They didn't come?
No, uh-uh. It was just Joe's family and friends, the people that worked there at the ranch.
Angie, that would have hurt me so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did it hurt you at all?
Well, I already knew that, you know, I knew that they weren't. I knew, so I kind of just took it, you know, as a punishment for what I had done. Really, they were really just punishing for it. You know, that's what... that's where we got married. At St. Matthew's.
But all of Joe's family. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Petra made a nice luncheon for us. And
mass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nuptial mass.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a wedding luncheon.
Yeah. She made it there at the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the house in the Alamedas?
There at the ranch.
At the ranch?
Mm-hmm.
At the Rancho Los Alamedos.
Rancho Los Alamedos. Mm-hmm. Just for the family.
Sure. And in Joe's house. Now, Joe, the Cisneros all lived in one house at the Alamedos.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to get the picture.
Yes.
Yeah. And